I said. That was certainly an inspired performance. To be able to speak like that in favour of injustice, without being convinced it is a better thing than justice, and I believe you when you say you are really not convinced, though from what you actually said I wouldn't have believed you. The trouble is, the more firmly I believe you, the less certain I am what to do next. I can't defend justice. I don't think I have the ability. I say that because you have rejected the arguments by which I thought I had proved to Thrasymachus that justice was something better than injustice. On the other hand, I can't not defend her, since I can't help feeling it is wrong to stand idly by when I hear justice coming under attack, and not come to her defence for as long as I have breath in my body and a tongue in my head. Well, Glaucon and the rest of them insisted that they wanted me to make a defence and not abandon the argument. So I adopted what seemed to me the best approach. The inquiry we are undertaking is not a simple matter. If you ask me, it requires sharp eyesight, and since we are not clever people, I think we should conduct our search in the same sort of way as we would if our eyesight were not very good, and we were told to read some small writing from a bit of a distance away. And then one of us realised that a larger copy of the same writing, apparently, was to be found somewhere else, on some larger surface. We would regard it as a stroke of luck, I think, to be able to read the large letters first, and then turn our attention to the small ones, to see if they really did say the same thing. We certainly would, said Adamantus, but where can you see anything like that in our search for justice? I'll tell you, I said. We say that there is justice in an individual, but also, I take it, justice in a whole city? Yes. And a city is something bigger than an individual? Yes, it is. In that case, maybe justice will be on a larger scale in what is larger and easier to find out about. So, if you approve, why don't we start by finding out what sort of thing it is in cities? After that, we can make a similar inquiry into the individual, trying to find the likeness of the larger version in the form the smaller takes. I think that's a good idea, he said. Suppose then, I said, we were to study the theoretical origin of a city. Would we also see the origin in it of justice and injustice? We might, he said. And if we do that, is there a chance that what we are looking for will be easier to find? Yes, much easier. You think, then, that this is a task we should attempt to complete? I suspect it is a fairly major undertaking. So you decide.
We have decided, said Adamantus. Go ahead.
Very well, I said.